Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we wanted to give a big shout out to our sponsor, TexitCoin, the Southerner's crypto. And for this morning, here is your current TexitCoin stats. Right now, the price is sitting at $2.55 USD. 24-hour change is plus 18.67%. 24-hour trading volume sits at $79,540. And the current hash rate, they're hashing at 385.56 gigahertz. And the total miners running right now is 16,860. And their average sign-up is about 300 new miners a day. And I can attest to this. I signed up earlier about a month ago, and it was at 12,000. Hey, if you want to learn more and get in on the action yourself, shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's TEXITMINES @gmail.com. And I'll have that down in the podcast description. And make sure to use the discount code PALM, P-A-L-M, like a palm tree, in the subject line for that new miner discount. All right, here we go. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are glad to be back with y'all again here today. And as usual, I'm here with Professor Barlow. Right, how you right. doing this morning, sir?
Outstanding. You're making it through dog days.
The dog days are
moving
lit.
Toward the end of it. Yes.
That's what the kids say, lit. The dog days have been lit. They are litted.
And but the candle is burning down. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. It's another dog day. We're going to make it through there, though. So, all good stuff. I tell you, we've had a little series we've been doing on the crypto. We've done a little bit with some Bitcoin, and we even traded some Bitcoin on the show. We had Pastor Bitcoin been on here. He's kind of working it in with the faith, with the Christian faith, and shedding some light on, the monster from Jekyll Island, you know, that Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve.
They
are neither federal nor have they actually reserved any money. They are just controlling the flow and the printing of the money.
Bad monetary policy.
So we are really getting deep into economics, and I only took one economics course in college.
Well, that's one more than I've taken.
Right. Well, they do that on purpose. That's why you're better
with money than me. So, yeah.
They do that on purpose for sure. But one thing I wanted to mention before we even get going on this episode today, Douglas, since we all into this crypto and everything, I want to remind everyone that on the Palm and Pine podcast, we are not financial advice.
No.
You know, you would think that's obvious when you look at us. You know what
we
I mean?
Have a long disclaimer.
Okay? Yeah. You would think.
Do 4B satire.
You would think it's automatic satire. You listen to 30 seconds of this show and be like, okay, I'm not taking any financial advice from those two. But, you know, you have to put that disclaimer out there. But I want to remind everyone that, and this is not something I've come up with. This is from time immemorial, right?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to give everyone, or remind everyone is a better way to say it. You thinking about, I'm going to put some money in Bitcoin, or I'm going to put some money in this coin, or that coin, or Texas coin, or whatever, whichever one. And I'm going to become wealthy. I'm going to get rich, right?
Right.
Well, here's the thing, people, and this is coming from the heart. Wealth, the key to being wealthy, the trick, the hack, if you will, to truly being a wealthy person is gratitude. That's the greatest get-rich-quick scheme ever created.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how many Bitcoins you have. It doesn't matter how many Texacoins you have. It doesn't matter how many fiat, you know, Benjamins you have. Mm-hmm. If you don't have gratitude and if you don't appreciate the small things in life, like, you know, I got this iced coffee that I'm enjoying this morning. I got a good dog right here that I'm petting. I got my brother who's smarter than me over here. You know, if you don't appreciate those things, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But when you do appreciate those things, it also doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Not in the man's possession that makes the man.
That's right. So I felt compelled with all this discussion we've had over the last few episodes to bring that forward. Now, along those lines, Douglas, we do it. We do have to kind of make a living.
Yes.
Right here on the Palm and Vine podcast. So do you want to kind of introduce how we're going forward with our media going forward?
Yeah, we've been always studying things here, you know, trying to grow our audience. And we're on a lot of different platforms, on many audio platforms. And we've kind of discovered that the Spotify audio platform is really where our growth has been in the last few months. And a shout out to those of you out there that are listening to this today on Spotify. So we're going to change the way we do things a little bit to kind of emphasize our strength. And we're going to start putting our interviews, our videos in general, up exclusively in Patreon. So if you're listening to us in the audio world, you'll still get all that for free out there, our audio podcasts and interviews in the normal places, Spotify and Apple. But we're going to start transitioning our videos exclusively to Patreon. There'll be just a wee little paywall, you know, pennies a day.
Pennies a day.
To get to those.
It'll be less than this iced coffee we're
right. It's going to be something incredibly modest, and that's where the videos will show up. And that will, the full-length videos, we're going to keep the shorts probably on YouTube.
Right.
And we've just been studying the statistics of our podcast, and that would play to our strengths right now, we think, so we're going to make that change.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be great, and you know, it just shows we have a face for radio. Nobody wants to see us on video. YouTube certainly doesn't want to see us.
Even less, they want to see our guests.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things with those interviews is we'll throw in some, for example, we had an astronomer, a stargazer, Mike Meyer, on here, and we threw in some video of his telescopes that he's building. So things like that, when we do those interviews, when we go in the field, you know, when we did, we went out to Tallahassee for that one episode. Those kind of things you'll want to watch, and they will be exclusively on that Patreon. Again, we might have a short on YouTube or something,
but
you know, YouTube has not treated us very well. But
Spotify seems to like us though.
Yeah, the podcast platforms have done well. We just went over 750 downloads just on Spotify alone.
And when you look at their audience base, the number of people that are listening per day, it's like a factor of 1,000 less than YouTube. So it's a much more intense viewership. We're getting a much higher fraction of the viewership on Spotify. And so we're going to start to emphasize that more.
And the length of listen. There's amazing all the detail they can pull out.
That's even better in the audio. It's just all around better.
Yeah. As soon as they see us on YouTube, they click.
Right. And the way we're growing on Spotify tells me that their algorithms like us over there. So we're looking forward to emphasizing that even more.
Well,
you know,
that's
but speaking of gratitude, I'll tell you something I'm grateful for, Steve.
Okay.
This time of year, we're getting very near to something that's very important to all Southerners, and especially Florida, man, the start of college football season.
We're
getting very near it through this miserable summer that seems, you know, time goes slower in the summer down here, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. That's
now,
sure.
Football season will go by fast.
Right. And the winter goes quick.
So we're coming up on football season, and it just had me to thinking, Steve, you know, as a Gator fan, we had a really bad decade from 2011 to 2021.
It's been tough. That's right.
And it's getting hard to remember the names of all these coaches. I don't remember the one now. It's like Billy O'Donovan or something like that.
It's like coaching carousel.
During that decade of 2011 to 2021, we had these three coaches, I think, Will Muschamp, Mullen, and McElwain. And who can remember all that?
Right.
So I come up with a scheme that we would, you can do this with the internet, we would memory hold
them. One of
them
was like Zuckerberg. You know,
he had a good coach in between him, so we can't do him. Okay. You'll see what how my scheme works.
All right.
So we're going to take
it's
that
like
home.
A matrix.
Yeah, kind of. So it's a closed set between those three from 2011 to 2021, and maybe there was a temporary coach in there somewhere. So we're going to memory hole them three guys. We can't remember all their names, and create just one guy to replace them. So we're going to memory hole the Mullen, the McElwain, and the Will Muschamp. So I went to AI and I said, hey, give me a Gator football coach that is a combination of Will Muschamp, of McElwain, and Mullen. And this, Steve, this is what it gave me. So I'll show that to you.
Now, see, this is why you want to be on Patreon.
Yeah, so there will be a picture of this up on Patreon.
You will be able to see this on the Patreon
video. And you see
video.
Him there. Now, he's kind of chubby, kind of has blonde hair. Right. You see the McElwain, see the Mullen.
You see it all in
and
there.
And I'm calling him Will McMullen.
Will McMullen. That's it.
Football coach 2011 to 2021. So we only have to remember one guy, and we'll memory hole those other three guys. We'll get Wikipedia to help us out on this. They do it all the time. We'll memory hole the other three guys, and Steve, we'll call it the McMullen era.
The McMullen. There you go. Wow. Now, see, we're taking complex issues here and breaking them down for people, and that's why we got these loyal listeners now. Because I'm sure they have all struggled with that as well. Like, damn, who was that coach in 2014?
Now you can just say, oh, it was the Will McMullen era.
The Will McMullen.
this guy, since you've never seen him before, you kind of like him.
Yeah, you don't hate him.
He's got. Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah, he's got some attributes. He's kind of endearing. Yeah.
He looks like a pretty good old boy.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
We didn't need that odd decade anyway. We had it to play with.
You know, when Georgia Southern came here and kicked our asses, it wasn't that bad. You know, it was a good game. We had them almost to the end there.
Florida Atlantic, we took them to double overtime.
It was an exciting matchup. Back in that Will McMullen era.
The old McMullen era.
Will McMullen era.
Copyright Palm and Pine podcast.
All rights reserved.
What kind of news do we have today?
Well, I tell you something I was going to share, Doug, along these same lines. Mm-hmm. I have instigated kind of a war between us and the Villages due to our level of satire, and I'm going to continue that today. I'm not backing down from these Villagers, but there's some of them I've been kind of interacting with on the TikTok, right? And, they're kind of like, we have a right to be here in Florida. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, yeah, you do. We worked hard all our lives, uh-huh. and now we're here. Uh-huh. And we don't care that you bulldozed down, 47,000 acres of habitat uh-huh. for us to live here, because uh-huh. Uh-huh. it's a humanitarian thing uh-huh. That uh-huh. we can be here. Uh-huh. And we are uh-huh. just as much a Floridian as you are, uh-huh. right?
Uh-huh. But we just still like the Green Bay Packers.
Right. But they still got the Green Bay Packers tag on their golf cart, Pittsburgh Steelers and all uh-huh. that. But so what I have come up with to help us out,
Steve, have you been kind of intentionally picking a fight for the benefit of the podcast?
not so much for the podcast. I'll be honest. I'm just kind of enjoying it. So what I've come up with, now you remember, Doug and I will easily remember Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, yes.
Some folks out there won't. Yeah, yeah. But Jeff Foxworthy, he was coming along there, and I guess that was back in the 1900s. Mm-hmm. The mid 90s. He had this little running gag where he would be like, you might be a redneck.
You might be a redneck if you have
six toes, you might be a redneck, all these things. So I thought I would help our friends at the Villages and everybody in Florida to help you to understand how you are Floridian, I am a bona fide Floridian.
I've come
up with a list, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna run through them real quick, and you can let me know what you think on each one.
Okay.
But these are These are 25 things. I'll try to do
25.
Them quick.
Okay, yeah. Yes, okay.
And again, it's you might be a Floridian.
Okay,
all right.
All right.
Now, here we go. All right. You might be a Floridian if you went to Walt Disney World for high school grad night.
Right, right.
Remember
right,
that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You might be a Floridian if you get emotional on the college football opener, even if it's only against Rhode Island.
Right. So we're just talking about
Yeah, we're about to get emotional August 30th.
Right.
And then after we get whipped, we'll...
And I have a news story today. It's going to feed right into that.
Okay,
you will not believe it. So.
All right. You might be a Floridian if you notice the difference between a fire ant bite, a chigger bite, and a yellow fly bite.
You know the difference.
On your body.
I know a yellow jacket bite
because
I got a few just the other day.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's that time of year to hit them yellow jackets, so be careful. You might be a Floridian if you know that South Florida is really the north.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I-4 and below. Watch out.
You might be a Floridian if you've ever experienced a spiritual paradigm shift in a Waffle House at 2 a.m.
That's why they're open 24 hours. It's like eternity.
Yeah. It's like our cathedral.
It's eternal.
You might be a Floridian if you're now Googling paradigm and you spelled it pair of dimes when you put it in Google.
Paradigm.
Paradigm. A paradigm. You might be a Floridian if you think Cajun boiled peanuts are a gimmick or fad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You might be a Floridian if you know there are only two seasons, rainy season and less rainy season.
Okay, I was going to go with hot and kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
You hot, might not so hot.
Yeah, not so hot. You might be a Floridian if you've used diesel fuel for anything other than fuel. Like on them yellow jackets.
Yes, it's a very good repellent. Yes.
You might be a Floridian if you dread the start of love bug season.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had fewer in recent years, oddly.
Yeah.
We might get one of them insect biologists on the show.
You might be a Floridian if you've had a grandparent or other extended family member who has ever eaten a gopher tortoise. And I thought about substituting rattlesnake, manatee, or Florida black bear in there for gopher tortoise. You might be a Floridian if your winter coat is actually a denim jacket.
Oh, yes,
your big coat.
Indeed.
You might be a Floridian if any day below 70 degrees, which I wish we could get, if any day below 70 degrees has a cold bite in the
air, it's a wonderful thing. Yes, yes.
You might be a Floridian if you've ever been stuck on the Florida Turnpike for hours. You might be a Floridian if you're in your 50s, but you're the youngest in your friends group.
We are not a young state,
currently. You might be a Floridian if you can pronounce Kissimmee, Thanatosassa, Wakahuda, and Micanopy. And maybe even Reddick, because I had an old boy call me one time. He was lost, and I said, well, what do you see? And he's like, well, I see a sign that says Red Dick. So he obviously was not a Floridian. You might be a Floridian if you must have either grits
How to get down to that Indian camp,
yeah.
Red Dick.
You must have grits and or swamp cabbage with fish when you're eating fish.
Oh, absolutely. That's a sure giveaway there. Yes.
You might be a Floridian if you never have an umbrella because you know it's going to stop raining in 5 minutes.
It's good to keep the sun off your head sometimes.
Right.
Though, yeah.
You might be a Floridian, now we know this one, if you only have one hoodie or sweatshirt. And we know
the
Buck Babe Bannon, one hoodie.
Yeah,
you got one hoodie.
But one black hoodie usually, y'all.
Yeah, right. You might be a Floridian if you know to only shop at Publix for the BOGOs. That's the only time you go to Publix is for to buy one, get one.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
You might be a Floridian if you think a 6-foot gator is a tad small.
That's a tad small.
Kind of a young gator.
That's a tad small, yeah.
You might be a Floridian if both hunting season and scallop season utilize the bulk of your vacation time. Honey, we don't have time for that trip this year. You might be a Floridian if you think Valdosta would be just a little bit too cold of a place to live year round. You might be a Floridian if dressing up means shoes, socks, and long pants.
Right. Yeah. Right. Nobody dresses up around here.
Not
let
down
me
here.
Tell you. It's not an easy sight.
No,
sometime
I kind of wish. That's one thing I do appreciate about Yankees. Like, I wish we could. That's one thing about the Yankees. I wish we could do a little better.
Y'all need to put on some clothes.
Oh,
out there,
come
let me
on.
Tell you.
Come on. All right. You might be a Floridian if everything from your childhood hometown is gone, demolished, and rebuilt new, and old cow fields are replaced with RV parks and retirement communities.
Absolutely. Got to put them somewhere.
That's it. So, if you answered yes on, I would say, half of those, and if you pronounced the Notasassa properly, you probably a Floridian.
So. Right. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Right. A lot of Indian names.
So I hope that clarifies that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it did for me.
good deal. All right, we ready to get the news, Douglas?
Absolutely.
All right, let's roll directly into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Secretary Kaylee Knight? Kaylee, thanks for
All right, Professor Barlow, what do you got going on out there? We need to be aware of.
Well, I got
of.
A story that relates to something we're already discussing in this show. We're talking about the beginning of football season very soon here, coaches and such. And this is just an amazing story. We get this from the Alachua County Sheriff's Department. And now most women understand, old Florida man, he's going to have his football because that's about all he has left, you know. Yeah. And you don't get involved in between old Florida man and his football game.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Okay. So when he's watching his football, he doesn't want to hear about the kids. He doesn't want to go to Walmart. He doesn't care about your mama.
Right.
Okay. So you don't want to get between him and his football game because he doesn't have much going on, you know. And so most women know that, Steve.
Yeah, just let a man have at least
that. Yeah, most women right. understand that, but apparently there was a woman in Gainesville that didn't get it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I would just read the headline to this story, Florida man arrested after beating up girlfriend who changed channel from Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh. She switched it on over to the Lifetime Network or whatever,
right,
the Hallmark
right.
channel.
And it must have been she switched it, not during a commercial, but it was like 4th and 2 from your own 40 when she switched it, because old boy went ballistic on her. Okay, so I'll just read a little bit from the rest report here.
Could we have, we need to have DeSantis come up with a watch your game rule. You know, a man should be able to watch his game.
Right, well, that's what Thomas White, 55, thought.
So no Thomas fool White,
who
like
caused
an old
several
fool.
Injuries to the woman and took cuts on her face, bloody nose, cracked jaw, swollen wrist. Deputies found blood on the floor of the ground and the wall, so he got mid. Evil owner, y'all. And he did tell deputies it occurred when the victim changed the television channel from the Super Bowl on the TV. So he did admit that. But he said to the deputies, he said, why was it, when he was in question about the incidents, he said he beat up the woman in self-defense.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying. See, DeSantis and them people, they need to come up with a stand your ground when you're watching football.
Right. Right. Now, we're not making light of this lady's injuries.
Right, right.
And you can't do this, fellas. Mm-hmm. But this rarely happens. Most women understand.
They know not to do
they
that.
They understand.
Right, right.
You don't get between Florida man. And his football.
Yeah.
So here's a case where it didn't work out very well for the channel changer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's being held on $15,000 bond at Alachua County Jail. Thomas White, 55. So,
man, old yeah, man, old right, Florida right. man, old Florida man.
Old Florida man.
Well, I tell you what, like I say, it needs to be, it needs to be a, you know, they could add it on to that castle doctrine.
Right,
that,
right, right,
right,
right.
Just
right.
like, it could be a rider.
Right, when
just,
people surround your car now.
Right, right, yeah,
you
yeah.
Just them, run them over, right,
yeah,
right,
yeah, them
right,
riders right. surround your car, or you watching right. the Gator game on TV.
Right, it was kind of in self-defense,
right,
deputy,
that's self-defense, right, right. I don't see why we can't add that little clause
yeah.
On that.
Now, I don't, if you run out in the road, I don't want people to hit you. But y'all, you shouldn't run out in the road.
He shouldn't be in the road. Right. Have you signed, get over there to the side and wave. You know, that's how you do that, right? You know?
Same way with this woman, you know. I didn't want him to whoop up on you, but you shouldn't have done that to begin with, you know.
Good gracious.
Yeah, right.
Well, do you think the woman has learned anything? Now, we've been accused of being misogynists on this show, but I don't see that. I just see a man trying to watch
right.
a little
well,
bit of football.
Well, he's 55. It does not give her age, but most women get that. They
right.
get that, you know. They're not going to change the channel on a man when it's 4th and 2 on your own 40, and they know what might happen.
You might be a Floridian if you whoop up on your girlfriend for changing the channel as you're watching football. How about that, Dr. Barlow? Does that fit?
It did with this Florida man.
I think it fits with most of them.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, hey, I don't have a lot today. We're already running kind of long on time.
We've been so busy with so many other things. Right.
So much journalism is hard to fit it into one episode. All I'm going to close with as far as news today, Douglas, is you may have heard over there, but our friends in the villages, they had a grand opening for a Costco.
I did not hear about that, Steve.
Yeah, Costco.
It's hard to believe. But
we got a Costco close to us now, except you're going to have to fight them daggone villagers to get in there. Opening day.
Can we go in there and pee on the groceries?
Yeah, well, there's some of that going on. Oh, the old El Bandito numero uno. That's where he's shopping now. See, he got caught down there in Orlando, but now he can just go to the Costco
Give it the sniff test, y'all.
Yeah. And by the way, y'all might want to circle back and catch that single, our latest hit single of,
El Bandito numero uno.
Right. So make sure.
Copyright, Palm & Pine Podcast.
Right. It is screaming up the Latin American charts as we speak. So you want to go back and listen to that. Again, if you want to watch that, it'll be on Patreon.
Absolutely.
You can see us with our instruments.
Right.
We both had
sombreros on. We
immersed ourselves into the culture.
Absolutely,
Bandito numero uno. So they raked in $1.5 million on day one at that Costco.
You got to be so. These villagers have some bob.
We're not asking for much at that Patreon, right?
Okay.
And a few of you,
we're gonna have to be nice on people
right,
in villages
right,
from now
right,
on.
Right.
We was just kidding, y'all.
Yeah. $1.5 million in one day. I think it's less than $2 what our Patreon request is per month. Again, less than this iced coffee right here. To go along with that, the only other little tidbit I'll share today, Douglas, is they also simultaneously opened a Hooters.
One in Gainesville shut down. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if they moved that staff, down to the one
right.
There in Lake County or Sumner County.
Well, they'd have to get young women for that.
Yeah.
So they got to bring them in from the hills or something.
I saw a little video.
They did in the Philippines.
All them old Silver Fox, all these old boys, old Yankees were lined up and they opened the doors on that Hooters. And, man. But I got to thinking about it. Them girls probably getting a little better tip.
Do you have
there.
The address for that?
Yeah. We might want to go on scene and check this out. And that could be
Palm & Pine Podcast remote.
Yeah, and that'll be on the Patreon.
Yeah.
That'll be only on the Patreon. So.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, check out that Patreon. And we got a lot more to cover, but that's all for today. If you got anything else.
Yeah, I have one more thing.
One more thing
before we leave today.
Yeah.
Now, you've been paying me for those eggs with Bitcoin. I do appreciate that, and it has risen in value since you gave it to me. But since it's just fun, you have been overpaying me a little bit.
Well,
you've been paying me a little more than the eggs are worth.
Okay.
So I thought I would give something back to you. So today I'm going to give to you this is a Florida Goldback.
Oh,
and this
wow.
is a one Florida Goldback here. I will show you guys here. And these bills, they're made by a group in Utah. You can go to goldback.com.
Okay.
And they are impregnated. They're layered with a 24-karat gold. And the one goldback, I believe, is 1/1000th of an ounce of 24-karat gold. So its value kind of is pinned by the value of gold, so its value will go up. And you can retrieve the gold from them, and it's very interesting. There are several YouTube videos of these guys doing it.
You can melt it down, kind
of. You can melt it, and there's some other things you have to do. And several independent laboratories have verified they always have a little more gold in it than they actually claim. And if you'll notice this one, it's very beautiful. There's a señorita with a guitar, and she's probably singing about one of these banditos.
The bandito.
Here, Steve, I'm going to present you with one Florida gold back, and you just hang on to that. And as long as gold goes up, which it always has, the value of your Florida gold back will go up.
That is great. Awesome. I'm very grateful for that. And that that will not be hidden here at the studio. So do not. Now, we are locked and loaded at the Palm and Pine studio, but I will assure you this will be in a safe place.
There you go.
And I will certainly treasure that. What a great idea. Awesome. Well, how do you people find these, Doug?
You go to goldback.com. Now, I got these from SD Bullion, and they send them out in a very safe way. When you get that package, it'll say like a R&W ball bearings on it or something.
It doesn't say gold bar enclosed,
no, so the mailbox thieves don't know what it is. So they're SD Bullion. They're very good to deal with, and they're very quick, they're very efficient, and they're very fair. And you can also get coins of various types from them as well.
Cool, so, awesome. All right,
and they just came out with the Florida Goldbacks this year, and there are one-half denominations, fives, tens, twenties, all the way up to 50s.
All right, I'm going to throw
the denomination varies with the amount of gold in them.
I'll throw a photograph of this up on our Instagram. And again, go to our Patreon. You can see this thing. And yeah, awesome. Excellent. And I'll put a description at the bottom of the podcast with the website so people can go.
And you know, DeSantis has declared that gold is legal tender in Florida. So they have these for states where, you know, where we're leaning to alternate currencies already anyway. There's a set for Oklahoma. There's a set for Wyoming. And so they just came out with the Florida Goldback. So you have one now. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much, Professor Barlow. I'm going to cherish this bad boy. Awesome.
Got that señorita. They all have a pretty señoritas on the Florida ones.
There you go. All right, folks, that's it for today. We appreciate it, and we'll catch you next time, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida. And we'll see you soon.